I'll be joined by two gentlemen who do not need an introduction here, Mr. Rick Hendrick and Jeff Gordon. Thank you both for joining us, spending some time with us, and congratulations on that win with Kyle and the five car. We'll go ahead and open for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. I'll work to get a mic to you, and we'll get started here with Bruce in the front.
Bruce Meyer with NBCSports.com and Forbes Sports Money. Does this feel the same as it did 30 years ago?
I don't remember 30 years ago, but this feels awful good. I guess coming back here, we haven't run the Oval, and I don't know. This was just super special. I know the first one watching this guy get the inaugural race was unbelievable, but this has been – I don't know that I've been this excited. Well, crawl through the fence to see the fans. I've never done that before, never got to drive the – pace car before, so very excited about the race and how it ended.
Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, I just think this year's been special, obviously with Rick driving the pace car, but with Kyle driving the Indy 500 and Rick participating in that, just to be there kind of on the sidelines watching how that all unfolded, I think it's as much as we've all loved the history of Indianapolis Motor Speedway, I think being here for the month of May or for, you know, those events when we were here in May just makes you appreciate it even that much more, and the fans and everybody that makes this speedway so special. So, I don't know, I just feel like today, you know, especially with that car, that paint scheme that was the one that was going to run that day, just seemed to bring it all so, sort of full circle and made it very special.
And also, Kyle kind of said he's coming back in May. Have you guys signed off on that?
Not yet.
All right, we'll continue with questions. We'll go over here to Ben. Go
ahead. Ben White, USA Today and Fayetteville Observer. The last 20 laps, maybe, or 25, let's call it 20. What were both of your thoughts seeing Kyle just kind of pick everybody off? I mean, he was like on rails the last part of this race. And how excited were both of you seeing him pick off lap, up car after car after car? That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I was surprised how, well, about the first five cars, so it was saving fuel. But he was coming through the field like a rocket. And hard to pass, but he made it look a little bit easier to pass. And so then I was worried when he got up, you know, to like second or third, and then we started worrying about fuel on the first overtime. So they said we had enough to do one, and we were holding our breath when if there'd been another one, I don't know if we could have made it. But he put on a show, and that's Kyle Larson.
I mean, what I loved about driving this track is what I loved watching some of the competitors, especially Kyle there at the end, do, which is, you know, you're thinking about how to set up a run, right? How do you make these passes happen? I mean, he had a good car, had a little bit fresher tires, but still it was very, very difficult to pass. Saw plenty of guys that didn't come up through there. And so I just enjoyed watching, you know, him work that traffic, whether it was get a small run off of turn four, going to turn one, then just dive in there and either just make them look in their mirror or the spotter say something or just something to get them sort of off their line. And you know, it's all about creativity, finding ways to pass. So I enjoyed that a lot today to watch Kyle come up through there. You could just tell he had a lot of passion behind the wheel today. I don't know exactly what was driving that other than he wanted to win the Brickyard 400 really bad, but you could just tell he was driving with a purpose. And it was, yeah, I got nervous when he got the third because I just, at that point, if it went green the rest of the way, it looked like it was going to be difficult to get by the 12 or the 6 if the 6 could make it all the way. So he had his work really cut out for him when he got there. He seemed to have, you know, the progress he needed up until that point. So I think that caution coming out was certainly good for us. Obviously not good for the 6, but it was good for Kyle to be able to line up there in the front row with the 12.
All right. Go ahead.
Nathan Brown, Indianapolis Star. For both you, Rick and Jeff, at the start of the first overtime there when the 6 has to pull off into pit lane and Kyle now has seemingly that best line on the inside, on the front row. What was going through your guys' mind seeing all of that unfold?
Well, I thought that put us in a great position when he pulled off and we were on the inside. As quick as his car was, I felt like he could take care of the 12. I was more worried about the 45 behind us than I was maybe the 12. I thought maybe if we didn't get a really good start, the 45 might make it three wide. But, so I felt like he was going to be in good shape. That was that probably opened the door for us to win the race.
Jeff.
Yeah, the only thing I'll add to that is, I'm listening on the radio to our engineers and their calculations for fuel, and they were basically saying the 6 was supposed to run out of fuel on the back straightaway coming to take the green. So I was worried that if he took the green and we were stacked up behind him, that could be the end of our race or just, hold the 5 up enough to let some others get some momentum. So I was really worried about that, but the best-case scenario happened, which is the 6 knew he was running out. I'm assuming fuel pressure dropped and he came to pit road. So to then put Kyle up there on the front row, and that was really in the preferred front row spot too. I think you if you could math it out or plan it out, that's exactly the way you want it to plan out because Blaney would have loved to have had the inside, I believe.
And Rick, I know this day was extra special being able to drive the pace car, and I know you had some fun getting to sign autographs out there with fans afterwards. Coming back here after the ebbs and flows of May with Kyle, what did it mean to you to be able to kind of cap off this 2024 IMS with the victory here?
Well, we were disappointed because of the weather, and we really wanted to get back and finish the 600, and so we brought that car back with this paint scheme that was on the 600 and the IndyCar, and it was special. And I think it gave Kyle a lot of, momentum or motivation. And I think we all felt like we were disappointed. We disappointed a lot of fans, and we couldn't help it. The weather did it. But at the same time, a year of planning goes into doing something like that, and you in a perfect world, you qualified 5th, and we had a speeding penalty and all that, but we were sitting in a great spot with him in the 600 if we went back to racing, and Allgaier did a super job in that car. So I think it was a combination of just disappointment after all the planning, and then to come back here, this was a special day. I've never driven the pace car before, and I can't tell you why I went over in the fans, other than they were hollering, and I just excited and went, hung out with them. And that might be the first time my owner ever did it, but it was fun. And we were just really, this is a special place, and the Oval is special. And 30 years ago, we celebrated with Jeff, and hard to believe it's been 30 years, but this is a special place.
All right, I believe we have Doug, and then Jeff, and Dustin, Nate, Steven, and then up front as well.
Thanks, Amanda. Doug Turnbull for PRN and IMS Radio Network. This had dawned on me when I sit down. It's Rick Hendrick winning at a Roger Penske track, and you guys are, I guess, friendly rivals, so to speak, in the business world and on the track. But have you ever, over the years, with all the things you have your hand in business-wise, thought about owning or building a racetrack, especially before the two main companies owned a lot of the NASCAR tracks?
No.
Well, that was easy.
Okay, we'll go over to Jeff.
Not being smart, no.
I mean, they said going into this race that 81% of the Brickyard 400 winners were either present or future NASCAR champions at the time they won it. Now it's up to 82%. What is it about this race on the Oval that brings out the championship-worthy drivers and the best of the best?
Yeah, it's a technical track. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to approach the corners, how you arc in, how much brake you use, when you release the brake, and, working with the team to get the car set up right. I mean, I've always felt like the best teams rise to this occasion as a whole, and I think the 5 team is – is very, very strong. One of the best teams out there, obviously. And you know, I think they now having this win under their belt really is going to kind of set the tone for the rest of the season of, you know, who's the biggest threat for the championship. I know that this is not Phoenix, but it's about momentum and confidence and being able to step up in the biggest moments. And I think today was one of those big moments for this team, for everybody out here today.